The alleged murder happened at Cedar Park in Douglas in the early morning. Juneau police say Kevin Scott Noska fatally stabbed 37-year-old Jordan J. Sharklane. Noska has been charged with murder and attempted murder in the first degree. Police were still at the apartments collecting evidence around 9:30.
A perfect man to talk to just rolled up.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Police Chief Bryce Johnson said there wasn't any indication that drugs were involved, but police are investigating if alcohol was a factor. Police say the stabbing occurred after a fight over a piece of property.
There was one fatality, and then a second person was also injured and taken to the hospital. The other person involved in the fight is in police custody, and we're talking to them.
That second person injured is the victim's son, Michael Sharklane. The 19-year-old was taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital with serious injuries. A hospital spokesperson said as of this afternoon, Sharklane's condition was stable. Not far from the crime scene, a group of people are clustered together under a shelter, waiting for the bus.
The bus is going to come, but I totally talked to you. It's literally going to be here, but I'll talk to you for a second.
Sure.
Ursula Stewart lives at Cedar Park and says she's frightened by this recent death.
It was horrendous. I'm from, like, a really bad neighborhood in California, and I've never seen something like that.
She says she watched responders wash the blood off the street where the victim's body was found.
I was glad that it washed off before my kids had to go on the bus, because I was really worried about my kids seeing that kind of stuff. I mean, this is Juneau.
This is the fourth violent death to happen in Juneau in the past 3 months. To put that in perspective, there were no murders in 2014, according to the State of Alaska Uniform Crime Report that they filed with the FBI. And police still have no suspects in custody after a double homicide in November. Chief Johnson said some investigators haven't been home for days, even weeks now.
And you get a chance to find a family member of a GPD detective, give them a hug, because they're sacrificing their family member to make sure we're all staying safe.
Kevin Scott Noska is being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center without bail. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.